Bonjour les joueuses, bonjour les joueurs, nous sommes en février 2025 et vous écoutez une interview de Proxy Jeux réalisée lors du Festival International des Jeux de Cannes. Proxy Jeux, c'est le podcast qui vous parle des jeux de société. Je suis Elodie et je suis accompagnée de Beno FX. Salut Beno FX.
Salut Elodie.
Ça va toujours pour cette deuxième interview de la journée?
Ça va très bien.
À partir de maintenant, chose n'est pas coutume, nous allons passer à l'anglais pour échanger avec notre invité. We are pleased to welcome Johan Go, author of Odin, which is nominated at the ASDOR. Hi Johan.
Hey, bonjour, je suis Johan Go, créateur de jeux de Corée du Sud. Une de trois co-auteurs de jeux Odin.
Eh bien, félicitations pour la nomination. Et comme on l'a dit, on va faire l'interview en anglais parce que ce sera plus simple pour toi pour développer, même si tu commences à parler plutôt très bien français.
Ok.
Et merci pour ces quelques mots.
Before diving into the interview, we have a bunch of questions we ask to all our guests to warm up and know you better. You'll have to imagine naming your own ASDOR. Are you ready? So you have to give us your own favorite game in some categories. In your opinion, which game is your ASDOR to have fun with your friends?
To have fun with my friends? I think it has to be a very easy game. And could be a kind of drinking game that works for me. So let's say, Dixit.
Dixit.
Okay. Dixit. Yeah. Okay, you think Dixit is a drinking game?
I think it could work well with drink.
What is your ASDOR of the brainiest game?
What do you mean brainiest?
You need to think a lot and you know,
oh yeah,
the game will break your brain and your head the more.
Through the ages.
Through the ages.
Yeah, through the ages.
Perfect.
What is the ASDOR, the game you'll never play again?
Well,
it's gonna be old game. It's gonna be old kind of game.
I would never play again.
Yeah.
Let's say Mahjong.
Mahjong.
Mahjong. Okay. I mean, I still don't understand how
it works.
Yeah.
we have someone in the podcast. Guys in the podcast who are the biggest fan of Mahjong in the world. So maybe he can explain you next time.
Okay.
What is your ASDOR of the game you can get your head off 3 days after playing?
Might be a Harmonies.
Harmonies.
Yes. I mean, it was kind of shock when I see the game for the first time because I saw a trailer of playing how you play the game and...
Yeah.
I immediately want to buy the game, you know? And the thing is, I really don't buy any games. But this time I was like, oh, I really want to buy it. I was waiting to buy it, yeah.
Okay.
What is your ASDOR of the ugliest game?
Ugliest game?
It's often a German one, but...
yeah, okay. I don't... For me, but let's say, if the Meeple... is like a green and red in the same time.
Okay.
It's for me, it's a nul.
Oh, because you're colorblind or something like that? Okay.
Because I'm Daltonian.
Yeah, Daltonian. Oh, you have the French world.
Suddenly I play a different game.
Yeah,
today you're playing like a strategy game. For me, it's like a memory game. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So all the game who are not colorblind friendly, it's ugliest for you.
Yeah. I play differently, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. So this is the end of the little question. Now to start, can you tell us a little bit your story as a player, how you discover board game and so on, and what is your first memories about first board game?
Okay, so I start to play games in my country, Korea.
Yeah,
I was like 13 or 14, like 14 like this, so middle school.
Yeah.
My mother, she has a math institution. It's not in the school, but some kind of private one.
Okay.
And they used a board game for educational purpose. So I played some Rummy Cubes or Jungle Speed, so some
classic,
classic ones. Yeah, so that's how I discover board games, and at some point, I mean, I really enjoyed playing games with my friends, and that's how I decided to be a game designer. In fact,
what did you give the spark to become a board game author? Concretely, how do you become a board game author?
Well, first, I was very young when I decided to be a game designer.
Okay, it was something and you want to be.
Yes, and I played like classics, famous classics, and I was like, it looks quite easy to make this kind of easy games. So I was like, okay, maybe I can.
I'm gonna try to do it.
Yes, exactly.
And when you take the step to, when you say, okay, now I'm gonna do my first game, and I'm gonna try something and show that to other people.
I guess I was like 14 or 15 when I seriously tried to make games.
Your first game.
Yes. And so I tried to find some information on the website. At that time, it was like 2010 or 2009. Most of the information about Germany. So the Germany was very famous, I mean, still, very strong in the board game industry.
So you find something on internet for start to creating something?
Yes, yes. I literally like, how can I be a game designer? Things like that. Yeah. And then I also sent some emails to game designers about how can I be a game designer.
And did they answer you?
Yes, yes. Even Antoine Boza at the
time. Antoine Boza, yeah.
He answered me. So I was like very happy to see his reply.
And at this time, you already know other Korean board game author? Because I think Gary Kim and so on already have published some game.
It was even before. So
yeah,
Gary started to publish his new games from 2010, 12, something like that.
Okay.
So it was like really the beginning. Yeah.
Quite at the same time than you.
Yes.
Okay.
And what was your first game?
Well,
you remember the first you create or not?
It was awful. So I could explain you. It was about a war game, something like that.
I think the first game everyone creates is awful. But what is the step between the first game you create and the first game was published? How many games you do, and why this one was published and not the other one before?
I start to design games in my house, and I tested with my younger brother.
Okay. It was your first public?
Yes. and then I find it that the game is not fun enough. Okay, so I keep thinking, how can I improve it? How can I make how could I make it fun? And the one solution I found was to find a nice gimmick, like some special material, or you know. So that's how kind of find a solution myself.
Board game designer, is that your main activity today, or do you have another job on the side?
I only work as a game designer.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been 6 or 7 years.
You have a lot of games that imply to manipulate things, like Folded, Layers, Spin Circus, and Gimbat with Roberto Fraga. It's something you specially like. Can you talk about that?
It's what I like to use, special gimmicks.
It's often about manipulate something with the hand, or you know, it's like you need to fold, you need to. It's really specific, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I found that it's quite efficient, even when I try to find publisher, because they can notice the feature of the game immediately. It's much more easier when I present them like card games or board games. But if I have something special gimmick, they would immediately like it or don't like it.
Yeah, so and remember about it.
Yeah, so it could be kind of a good impression to them somehow. I mean, for better or worse.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why I like special gimmicks. And the other part is I'm not good at abstract thinking. So I know the rule has to be simple and intuitive.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have a problem explaining my own game. So, yeah.
Since I think 2021, and I think the first one was Show Me Your Sound, you co-create a lot of game with Gary Kim and Hope Wong. You do Cradle to Grave, Mind Map, Odin, This Bed in the Mine. How this like Korean connection with two fairly well-known author in France, even in France. I think Gary Kim do a lot of good game, and he's known in France. Can you tell a little bit about the history of the creation of this band of author?
So we known each other for 10 years, and we start to work together during COVID.
Okay.
I spent 1 year in France.
Okay.
In 2018. And then I discovered there's many French designers who work together.
Yeah.
And especially I saw Kadaima. And
so Antoine Boza, Théo Rivière, Ludo Corentin Lebrun, yes. Ludovic Mouvant.
It was very impressive how they work together and how efficient they can work together. So when I come back to Korea, in the COVID, we just happened to meet each other every week. And one day I was like, why should we make games together, you know? And we tried like a few games. The Show Me Your Sound was the first game. And we continue working together for a few hours, few years.
Yeah.
And we found that it works. So the thing is, I don't put all the energy on our co-working. And neither Gary nor Ope. Okay, so they have another job they are working on. They have another project they are working on. I'm also. The outcome is more than that. So it's like 1 + 1 + 1 is not 3, but 4 or 5, even more. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's like, I think that's one of the reasons we can keep working together, and that's just how it works.
Okay.
And this collaboration is also in the spotlight this year, since Odin was nominated for the Asdos Prize. Congratulations.
Merci.
Can you tell us a little about the story of this game?
We met every Monday in the house of Gary to discuss about the games. And one day, Gary bring the first prototype of Odin with a bunch of trump cards, saying, we want to make a climbing game, Jeu de Pli. Mm. Yeah. So we test the game over and over, and we add some ideas and test again. We change the components and test again. And that's how we like really develop the game. The difference is, well, in fact, we learn a lot while we developing the game, because before we were more like, okay, we don't have any ideas, we must stop it. Let's say we're playing, we're testing the game, one has an idea, and the guy will explain the idea, and then we will discuss about if the idea would work or not, blah, 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 blah. But we found that it's better to test the idea rather than discussing about it.
Directly so test. Don't speaking, just test.
Exactly, exactly. So like, oh, I have an idea, blah, blah, blah. And we test it. Okay, maybe we should try it this way. Okay, we try this, try it. That's how we designed the game.
And here it's published by Helvetic. Is this the publisher of Origin?
Yes.
The original publisher, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you come to work with a Swiss editor?
Every year I go to some important game convention like Essen, Nuremberg, Cannes. So in Nuremberg I met them. I met them in Nuremberg, yes.
And now we record this interview just before the ceremony of the Asdor, and you are the only author of Odin who are here tonight. So you're gonna go on stage and so on. How do you feel?
I mean, it's been my dream for a long time. I came to Cannes 2018 for the first time, and I saw the ceremony, and it was already amazing at the time. So I really wish to be the part of the ceremony, and I'm just really happy to be to be nominated in Asdor. Yes. So people ask me, do you have any stress like this, you know? But
yeah.
I have no idea. I mean, I don't understand the question because I'm just happy for nomination, you know what I mean?
No stress. It's cool.
I think
a lot of people stress easily, but you, it's just happiness.
Yes.
Cool.
And free drink after.
Okay, I understand better why you are not stressed.
Last year, we discovered here a mind map, a Funny Fox and Sorry Rare French game, which is a lot of language related. Do you work it in Korean and then translate it in French?
It's a long story. I don't remember exactly, but I guess we started with Korean version and English version.
Okay.
And when I present the game to Sorry We Are French and Funny Fox, I guess it was an English version. And what they like about the game was the idea, not the words.
And so it's the editor who do kind of the job of translate everything with the French world and find the good French world for the gameplay works well. Okay.
Thanks to them. Because the original words were awful. It was super basic ideas like cat, dog.
Maybe let's talk a little bit about your future. What are your current projects? What are the next Yuan Go games we can discover? Can you talk about that a little bit?
So there will be a new game with Roberto Fraga. It's called Gimbap. It's a game of making Korean food called Gimbap.
And how does it work, the game?
So it's kind of a speed game, speed dexterity game. You roll the dice and there is an ingredient you have to use. And recipe you have to complete, and you have to do it faster than the others.
Yeah, I think Roberto Fraga is a good co-author for you because he also like to play with a specific gimmick and with a specific material and so on. So
exactly,
it's
exactly.
A good duo.
I've been to his house a few times. I mean, even a week ago. And every time I go to his house, I can find something crazy stuff. It's literally everywhere.
A magic place.
Yes.
Do you have some examples?
Like what kind of... okay.
What so kind when of you, crazy thing you
so
can...
So he has an office near his house. When you enter it, there is like a big drum.
Drums, yeah.
Yeah. It's not a drum, more like jing.
A gong?
A gong, yeah.
He has a big gong in front of his office. I have no idea what he's doing.
Okay.
Every time he had an ID, he played the gong. Something else? You have other thing in your pocket? So, for example, do you bring some prototype with you this year to show from to editor or something like that?
Yeah. So I brought some prototypes to Nuremberg and here in Cannes.
Okay.
Still looking for a publisher.
Okay.
That's it. Can you talk about these games? No.
No, not really, because the game is... I don't think the game is really good.
Okay.
I'm a bit disappointed. It's okay.
About the feedbacks?
About the feedbacks, yes. Because no one really liked the game, so... But, as a designer, we are used to be rejected. And for me, it's totally fine. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. You just need to... change something on the game and
just make another one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, also.
So when the game is rejected by an editor, you don't work it again. You throw it away and you go to the next one.
It depends. For instance, Odin was rejected a few times from the publishers, but we think we could make it better. So we work on it and we finally succeed to sign on it. But some projects, like no one really liked, no one really liked the game at all, and then we just trash it.
Yeah.
But not really trash it, but we could like put it aside, and one day we could have an idea from
it. Let the time do the
exactly,
job and have a better idea.
Like okay. Fermentation, you know.
Fermentation.
Okay.
Like kimchi.
Yeah.
Or like beers.
Or like beers.
Et fromage aussi.
Fromage. Ouais, fromage.
Ah, j'adore.
On a vu ça ce midi. Do you want to add something? Have you a message? Do you want to say something specific?
Thanks to give me this chance to interview.
Thanks to you.
And I mean, I really wish everyone who plays Odin having a great time with their family, friends, you know. And I'm very happy to see them playing our games because, like, for me, that's our reason to create games. Yeah. So that's it. Voilà.
Merci beaucoup, Johan.
Merci
d'avoir pris le temps d'être venu nous voir, etc. C'est...
And we wish you the best for this evening.
Eh bien, rebonjour les joueuses, rebonjour les joueurs. C'est encore BenoFX et je suis toujours accompagné d'Elodie. Rebonjour Elodie.
Rebonjour BenoFX.
Et nous sommes du coup samedi. Alors, on avait reçu Johan du coup jeudi avant la cérémonie. Et en plaisantant un petit peu, on avait dit à Johan, bon bah si jamais tu gagnes l'As d'Or, tu repasses nous voir pour nous dire un petit mot. Et Johan a tenu son engagement. Thank you very much, Johan, to come back to share with us your feeling about the As d'Or. So, Johan, are you happy?
Yes, of course. Oui, bien sûr. Nous sommes très contents. Après, oui, c'est difficile de croire. It's kind of hard to believe.
To realize.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. But we're very happy. I have sent a message to our co-designers and Gary and Hope. They were also very happy about it.
Yeah. But so what was your feeling when you see the name of your game on the big screen on the ceremony? You see it and how you? What is your feeling at this moment?
So like my impression is the small papers. The small paper was just like falling like rain.
The confetti in French.
Yes, confetti. Okay.
Confetti, yeah.
Confetti was like really beautiful. you know, it's like a really for us. You know?
Yeah.
So that was like a really good impression. It was very good memory to me. Yes.
Yeah. And so you do a nice speech when because your Helvetic, your editor. Say he prepared nothing for the ceremony, and you came and say, "I prepare something."
Yeah.
It's just French.
It's just me. Like I couldn't stop making joking. So I was like, "Okay, it's the timing. I have to step on." Yeah. So yeah, it was nice.
How you celebrate that after the ceremony?
Well, we drink.
not too much.
Yes, not too much. Only. Half of a bottle of champagne for me, and then we go to another bar, to second bar, to celebrate it. I don't know, I ended up quite lately.
Yeah.
So I could. So when I come back to the hotel, it was already like 2 or 2 a.m. something like that, and we have an 8-hour difference in Korea.
Yeah.
So now it's a 10 a.m. in Korea. So I call them to send a message. And of course, I was drunk at the time.
And so, what the reaction of Gary and Hope? You get them in the phone?
Yeah. And they are very chill guys. So they were very calm. Yeah, it's a good news. Yeah, we need to work on it like this.
But because I think it's the first like major prize for each of you.
I think so. Yeah, maybe no, Gary has
with the turtle and the
might be. Yeah. But for us, like three of us, yeah. It's first time that we have done it, and it means a lot to us because I was like always try to present our games in France because the French market is growing. And I see the real potential of the market when every time I come to Cannes. And it just gives me a lot of motivation to be to make a success in this market. And it's been like it's been almost 2-3 years since we tried to reach French market. And, you know, we see the result, you know.
Yeah.
So we are very happy about it, yeah.
And you told us it was kind of a dream to climb in the stage of the festival.
It is. Yeah, it was a dream.
So now it's done.
You realize
now it's
done. It, yeah.
Check.
What's the next dream? The spiel or something like that?
Why not?
Yeah, do you think it's changed something for you? I mean, do you think it's going to be easiest to have contact with editor, or do you think it's changed something in your game order career?
I mean it should be a big turning point in our career. Yeah, that's why we really need to work hard when I get back to Korea. Yeah.
When you go back to Korea?
On Monday, I take a plane. Go back to Korea.
Have you something? Have you planned something with Gary and Hope in Korea for celebrate that a little bit or not yet?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many people I want to celebrate with. First, I will bring the prize and the champagne to the house of Gary. We will drink it. So my family and friends, for sure. Say we know each other for years, and I really want to celebrate with them, and not only the friends that I know, but also the publishers that I know in Korea. So we know we work together for years, and they know it's amazing thing in the Korean game industry. It's a big news for us. So I would really want to celebrate it also with. Another publisher in Korea. Yeah.
Did Odin was released in the Korea?
Yes, was released a few months ago by Asmodee Korea.
It's gonna be a good advertisement in Korea.
I hope so.
The Asdor price is no in Korea.
Some people know the price. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Thank you very much to come back. It was a pleasure. And do you want to add something? The last word, you have the last word.
So like I said in the discourse, we will continue to make good games together. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Chères auditrices, chers auditeurs, si cette interview vous a plu, partagez-la sur vos réseaux sociaux favoris. Vous pouvez également nous aider en nous faisant un don. Pour cela, vous trouverez toutes les informations utiles sur la page d'accueil de notre site podcast.proxy-jeu.fr, proxy avec un I et jeu avec un X. On se retrouve très vite sur Proxy Jeux pour une autre interview ou un autre format. À bientôt et surtout,
jouez bien.